Survival Guide. Prepping to Stay Cool, Stay Warm, and Find Water. By Jordan Gunner. Narrated by J.A. Leidig. Chapter 1. An Intro to Survival. When something goes extremely wrong, and you are a long way from getting some help, you must have the ability to make it through on your own for at least as long as it takes for somebody to save you. Making a rescue possible requires some actions before you leave home, like telling other people where you are going, your planned route, and when you expect to come back. But that's not what this book is about. Physical condition first. In case you just fell over and are now laying flat on your back, do a thoughtful examination before you start moving again. Can you wiggle your toes or your fingers? Where does it hurt the most? Is there any blood? If so, from where? Is there anything that's broken or sprained? Are you cold or warm? Maybe you are thirsty. Not only does this kind of exercise assist you to evaluate the degree of the predicament you are in regarding your physical condition, but it also makes you slow down for a minute and focus on solving your issue. If you do recognize a physical problem, use whatever initially help you can. Next, evaluate your surroundings. If you just made it through an avalanche or some other fast-moving thing that happened, you would rapidly examine the steadiness of your circumstance. In many cases, you may need to scramble out of damage's way even before you examine your physical condition. After you get to a stable position, give some thought to where you are and what that suggests to your chances of survival. If you are in the desert and it gets cold in the evening, know that simple fact and that it indicates you will need some way to keep yourself warm. If your disaster took place in deep snow, you have one other set of conditions to evaluate in addition to keeping warm. Is anyone else around? Maybe you can call for help. Are there birds or other animals around? Where is the nearby water? If you were knowing as you moved along the trail, you should have already thought of the replies to lots of these kinds of questions. Finally, size up the devices you have with you. If you are backpacking, you probably have most of the tangible things you need to survive for at the very least some time. Think about what you have and how it can be used to resolve any of the concerns you already identified. You will want to fix the most critical needs first, like emergency treatment, but bear in mind your long-term needs like food, water, and shelter. You do not want to use your camping tent poles for a splint if you expect to really need your camping tent for shelter. Instead, search for pieces of wood or something else that may work as a splint. At this time, you can begin thinking more about the future and come up with a survival strategy. Use all your senses. Unnecessary rush makes waste. The concept behind creating a survival plan is to again slow yourself down so that you don't act in a rush and make your situation worse. Listen to the noises around you. Smell the smells. You should look at your environment. Look at the sky. Collect whatever info you can that may help you make the best choices as you prepare to take action. If you have been hiking through the woods for a while, you could not know your specific position. Go out to your map and GPS system, if you have one, and identify your location. Then write the GPS coordinates on the map. If your battery passes away, those coordinates could be a matter of life or death if you can communicate them to searchers. If you don't have GPS ability, use your compass to orient your map to your environments and find yourself that way. With this piece of information, you will have the ability to evaluate escape paths, find water, and normally end up being more knowledgeable about the environment in which you need to survive. Vanquish fear and panic. If you have peacefully and systematically gone through the above steps, you most likely are no longer in panic mode. A particular amount of fear might be present,